I got you in there. Yeah, I think you're right on the 140 characters coming from SMS now that you said it. I remember back in my Motorola StarTAC days, it actually had like a counter in the lower right when you were typing a text message. So you could be right on that. And yeah, as far as the 512, I hope that's enough for you. And it's definitely enough machine for you. I'm just glad you got it. The 16-inch, yeah, it's not as portable. You got to, weigh that against portability versus size. But I always like big screens. So, and it's a little bit less portable, but what are you going to do? Hopefully the 512 will be enough for you, though. If not, outboard is an option for the few things you might need to put on that. Anthony, go ahead and hand it to Sean. This is KD8VSI.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, man, Motorola StarTAC, what a great phone that was. Boy, what I'd do to have one of those again. But, Sean, you know, that 512, that's standard. I don't see, I probably see 98% of the machines that I see coming in are 512, and only very few are a terabyte, which is surprising. But I think with the work environment today, most people are storing their stuff in the cloud, so they don't keep much information on the device. So it's pretty interesting. Over to you, Sean.
Yeah. So like I was saying, I don't even know if I'm going to need it. I had a 250. My last MacBook was 256, and that one got tight, pretty quick because it was an Intel based, and I was running several virtual machines on it. I had an XP virtual machine. I had a Windows 10 virtual machine. I had a Linux virtual machine, and those all you have to set aside a pretty good size chunk of, a pretty good chunk of memory so that they can operate. And so, I ran out quick doing that. I don't know that I'm going to be doing that now. In fact, what I might do is I might take that 2013, which is still a wonderful machine, and I upgraded that to a terabyte, and I might just turn that into my multi-boot. That's where I'll run Linux and XP and Windows 10. And I'll just use that as my my work-like machine for programming and, and that kind of stuff. And then, if I do that, I can't imagine needing more than 512 for now. And then if I do, like Greg points out, with Thunderbolt 4, I can run a really good, I can run a really fast, external. And, what am I going to have, media? If I'm not doing those virtual machines, then it's just media, I guess. Unless I load it up with programs. But, man, it takes a lot of programs to fill up 512, wouldn't it?